Course on Rotations, Whirling Dervishes. Thanks to the phosphenes, we can study the action of rotations on the brain. We will mention the whirling dervishes, as they are quite famous, but actually, this type of practice is practiced everywhere, in all countries. Children practice rotations spontaneously as a game. Action of the rotations on the phosphenes: increase of the feeding of the brain by the cephalorachidian liquid. You are now familiar with the phosphine and you know how to focus on the lamp for approximately 30 seconds and then contemplate, observe the post-phosphine for about 3 minutes. It is essential that you have practiced this experiment in order to compare it with the following experiment. So, for this experiment, if you are not familiar with the phosphine, please do a regular phosphine. For those who are very familiar, they can move on to the second part of the experiment. Switch your lamp on, focus on it for 30 seconds, then switch it off. Then rotate on yourself for about 20 seconds in the direction and at the speed you want. Stop for 20 seconds. Resume rotating for 20 seconds and then stop. Do this 3 times in a row. This should be enough. If you have rotated at the right speed, you should have observed that after the rotations, the phosphine is brighter and often presents a larger variety of colors. After practicing rotations, the phosphine lasts longer. It is generally bigger. If you compare with the phosphenes produced without rotations, you will notice that after the rotations, they are more active, more shiny, more luminous, and last longer. How can this be explained? When you rotate on yourself, you stimulate the cephalorachidian liquid in which the brain is floating. This liquid feeds the brain for a great part. It mainly brings water, but also minerals, some proteins, and a few carbohydrates. But if the brain is a white rather than a red organ, it is because it is mainly fed by the cephalorachidian liquid rather than by blood. What is the action of the cephalorachidian liquid? It first serves to eliminate toxins and then feeds the cortex. The phosphine indicates the best speed of rotation. It is possible that you have not obtained the results that I have described. There are 2 potential reasons. If you do not rotate at a fast enough speed, you will have no action on the feeding of the brain and consequently no effect on the phosphine. If, on the other hand, you rotate too quickly, the number of eclipses of the phosphine increases, the phosphine sometimes disappears, and it will disappear completely if you rotate way too fast. Consequently, there is a certain speed at which the phosphine beneficiates of a increased filling of the cortex by the cephalorachidian liquid. Under this speed, there is no effect. Beyond, the effect is disturbed by tiredness. So, as I was saying before, thanks to the phosphine, it is possible to find the most efficient way to practice the exercises. It is up to you now, if you haven't experienced the effects I have described, to try various speeds. Keep trying at faster or slower speeds until you find the speed at which the phosphine becomes more luminous, more bright, greater, and lasts longer. If you practice the exercise I have just described, for example, 3 or 4 times, that is to say, doing 3 phosphines and performing rotations during the phosphines as I have just described, the brightness of the phosphine increases. After the 3rd or 4th exercise, this brightness is even clearer than during the 1st phosphine. Naturally, if you do many phosphines in a row, this phenomenon will not always increase. If you exaggerate, it will even diminish. You can see how the phosphine is a useful tool for analyzing the functioning of the brain. In the Gospels, the expression "the narrow door" comes back regularly. Wide is the door to damnation, narrow is the door to salvation. This is an example of a mention of the narrow door in the Gospels. This expression can be applied to our exercises. For the head sways, only a certain rhythm drags the phosphine. Faster or slower rhythms do not. The same way, there is an optimal speed that improves the phosphine in the rotations, and an optimal repetition of the exercises. This explains why certain persons obtain wonderful results very quickly with certain exercises, when others do not get almost any effect, though they spend a lifetime practicing these exercises. Thanks to the phosphines, we can see that the former have instinctively practiced at the favorable rhythm, when the latter have missed it. If you maintain a thought during the period when the phosphine is brighter, this thought will beneficiate from the improved flow and feeling of the brain by the cephalorachidian liquid under the effect of the movement. Associated meditation, mental rotation. Let us now try to use the rotations of the whirling dervishes to produce rhythmic thinking, or at least one of its varieties. I will provide a preliminary exercise and then the complete exercise. Visualize an object within the phosphine. This visualization should be produced in your mind's eye, that is, in your visual imagination. The easiest way to visualize an object is to try to remember the appearance of this object. This object can be anything. It can be the little cloud of light again, but it could be a bird, a plane, or whatever else you want. Start rotating in one direction and imagine that the object is rotating around you in the other direction, in the opposite direction. That is, if you choose to rotate clockwise, the object will have to rotate counterclockwise and vice versa. After a certain period of time that varies greatly with the subject, usually it is between 20 seconds to 1 minute, the phosphine, even if you continue to rotate, moves back towards the center. Stop, and you will see, when you stop, that the phosphine keeps moving forward. At that moment, imagine the object that is rotating in the opposite direction. So, when you rotate physically, the object that you imagine will rotate in the opposite direction. Then, when you stop for about 20 seconds, the object has to rotate in the same direction that you were using for your own physical rotation. Consequently, the object will change directions. When the phosphine disappears, sit down and keep imagining this movement of rotation around whatever remains of the phosphine for a few moments. Practice the rotation in one direction and then in the other direction, changing regularly. You can choose to make the object rotate around you, or within your head, or around the phosphine. It could be within the phosphine or along its edge. It does not matter so much where you place the image you visualize, as long as the movement of rotation of the dervish triggers the movement of mental rotation. End of the preliminary exercise. Phosphines and changes of direction of rotation. Imagine the following experiment. You can practice it if you have the necessary equipment, but it is not essential. Do a first phosphine, start rotating for about 20 seconds, then stop. Now, you could do a phosphine with a flash from a camera. You obviously have been photographed with a flash before and realized that it produces a long-lasting, beautiful phosphine. So, instead of focusing on the lamp during 30 seconds to produce the phosphine, for the sake of this experiment, you could use the flash of a camera to get an instant phosphine. So, as soon as you have finished rotating, trigger the flash, do the phosphine, and then start rotating again in the opposite direction. When you start moving in the opposite direction, you will realize that the second phosphine, made with the flash of the camera, tends to move towards the first phosphine you did with the lamp. So, I believe that the complete exercise should be the following. Do a phosphine, start rotating in a direction, rotate from 20 seconds to a minute, stop for 2 to 3 seconds, and move in the opposite direction. Consequently, you are rotating physically, whether in one direction, whether in the other direction, with 2 or 3 seconds of rest between each rotation. The image you visualize will always rotate in the opposite direction of the physical rotation. The action of rotations on thoughts. this exercise is complete and balanced. During the whole exercise, you should maintain the thought that you want to engrave in your memory, if you are a student, or the thought on which you want to meditate for a goal of individual perfecting. When you sit down and stop the physical movement, keep maintaining the movement of your thought. Once the phosphine has disappeared, you can sit down and continue this movement of your imagination, but you have to change regularly the direction of rotation. You could, for instance, have the image rotate clockwise and then counterclockwise and so on, changing at every rotation. You will develop a certain automatism that will allow you to practice this mental rotation with great ease. Rotations are an important aspect of rhythmic thinking, probably the most important. We are now going to see other ways to practice rotations according to other traditions. Precautions to take in the case of hypotension. Persons who suffer from hypotension of the arteries have to practice rotations with much more caution and at slower rhythms. Rotations actually produce a certain diminution of arterial pressure because of the stimulation of the inner ear. If you wish to practice long sessions in the same direction, because you might find it more comfortable or less confusing, easier to maintain. If you wish to practice a long session in the same direction and maintain the same direction during the whole session, you might find this easier than having to change all the time. It is sometimes difficult to keep track of the changes. A good way to practice would be to perform one session, one complete session in one direction, and then the next one, maybe the next day, in the opposite direction. It is much easier that way to keep track of the direction you are employing. When you are performing the rotations, you can use any movement of your feet that you find comfortable, the goal being to produce a movement that is effortless as possible. Associating movements of the head, you might notice the following fact. If you rotate for a long time in the same direction, and even if you have acquired a certain resistance to vertigo, nevertheless, an unpleasant sensation of irritation can remain. This is due to the fact that you are rotating with your head always straight. That's why, if you want to practice exercises for a reasonably long duration, you will have to perform different variations of position of your head to make the exercise more pleasant. For instance, while you are rotating, move your head towards one of your shoulder during a few seconds and then towards the other shoulder for the same amount of time. Can this be considered a head sway? It is up to you by trial and error to find out if there is a rhythm of swaying or a posture maintained for several seconds that suits you well. Moving your head like this towards the side tends to reduce the effect of vertigo for more than 75% of persons. On the other hand, if you move your head down and then up during the rotation, most people, more than two-thirds of persons, experience vertigo. Finally, there is an exercise that I recommend. Nevertheless, it is not as efficient in reducing vertigo than moving your head towards your shoulders. It is rotating your head in the opposite direction of the body. The mechanical balance of the body is preserved perfectly, and at the same time, the mental rotation is improved. What should be the position of your arms? If you are practicing these exercises for a purely intellectual purpose, you might find it difficult to move your arms and concentrate on a lesson to remember, for instance. Consequently, in this case, for educational purposes, you should practice with your arms still. On the other hand, if you are practicing for a spiritual purpose, then movements of your arms can be performed. Meditation of the centrifugal pump. When you are rotating, if you relax your arms completely, they will be tilted somewhat because of the centrifugal force. This is a good thing, and you should simply let it happen. If you are using this exercise to produce what is called in yoga the surge of Kundalini, remember the centrifugal pump. What is a centrifugal pump? A centrifugal pump uses a movement of rotation to project water. It is used in gardens, for example, as a sprinkler. If you apply this to the surge of Kundalini, you can practice the following exercise. Raise your arms laterally up to an angle of 45 degrees and rotate on yourself like this. Imagine a current rising through you, released through your arms and projected on the world. This situation is similar to a water sprinkler, but it is instead your rotation that projects. You will be surprised by how easy it is to imagine a mental current like this rising through you, cutting itself in two, projected on the world around you. This exercise, I believe, is particularly interesting. If you rotate and leave your arms relaxed, they will acquire a position of 45 degree angle under the horizontal. The previous exercise should be practiced with your arms up, that is, at a 45 degree angle above the horizontal. Nevertheless, this position is interesting. You could use it to imagine a current of energy flowing down from the sky into your head and going through your arms, being projected on the ground. If you rotate with your arms in a horizontal position, the projection is again done through your arms, but you can imagine two currents, one rising from the earth, the other one descending from the sky, the two meeting pretty much in the middle of your chest and projected by your arms around you. So here are a few variations to make the practice less monotonous. Let us now go back to a few practical details. Foretelling signs of vertigo. Let us now approach the question of vertigo, that is to say, the sickness, the nausea produced potentially by the exercises. If during the exercises you start to feel a slight nausea or simply a sensation of vertigo, what you should absolutely not do is open your eyes and run to sit down on a seat just at the moment when you stop rotating. This is the best way to produce nausea or even risk falling or bumping into something. You should stop rotating for at least 20 seconds and keep your eyes closed. The sensation of nausea will not increase, it will diminish. Then you can sit down. The process is the same as a light that is too strong and that tires your eyes and destroys the beneficial effect of phosphenic experiences. If you experience a vertigo, you disrupt the beneficial effects on concentration, and if you have exaggerated a bit, you will produce a real nausea. You'll have to spend a good night's sleep before the negative effects fade away. Consequently, it is useful to know the foretelling signs of vertigo. The first is yawning. For instance, on a boat, the persons who start to yawn first will be the first to be sick. The second sign is blemishing, sometimes accompanied by breathing problems or heart problems. There is also an increase of the amount of saliva in the mouth. If you encounter any of these signs, stop and start again another day. It is good to understand that short sessions can be practiced every day, especially with the exercise which consists in rotating 20 seconds in one direction and 20 seconds in the opposite direction. But long sessions of 3/4 of an hour with rest between each phosphine shouldn't be practiced every day, but for example, once a week or even more rarely. There is a certain group of whirling dervishes in Turkey where the adepts rotate all night. Of course, this must be very positive for the nervous system, but the effect on the brain, at least during that moment, is probably not that extraordinary, because the duration of the exercise is exaggerated. It is better to do shorter sessions, but to practice over the course of several weeks or even several months. The Mevana group of whirling dervishes of Turkey practice rotations for 3/4 of an hour. They always practice in the same direction and do not change it ever. They practice with one arm raised towards the sky and the other one lowered. They claim that the raised hand receives energy from the sky while the low one projects it on the earth. Nevertheless, this does not seem to us to follow the principle of centrifugation that we have presented. The Mevana group of whirling dervishes was founded by a mystic called Mevana, who had lost his master. He felt very sad, and he realized that if he was rotating around the tree while rotating on himself, he could communicate with the soul of his master. Rotating on oneself while describing a circle is connected to the laws of astronomy. There is an interesting analogy between the macrocosm and the microcosm. Moreover, we will see that the phenomenon of the surge of Kundalini is connected to the laws of magnetohydrodynamics. In the physical world, magnetic fields are generated by combined vortices. Multiple small vortices over large vortices. A single huge vortex presenting the same quantity of energy would not generate magnetic fields. You can thus try moving in circles while practicing the rotation of the dervishes. Nevertheless, when the dervishes are presented, usually people forget to mention that they repeat prayers mentally. Consequently, they are practicing rhythmic thinking together with the stimulation produced by the rotation. The children shepherds of Fatima used to rotate on themselves while focusing on the sun during periods of rest. Then, while rotating, they would recite prayers. We have seen the amazing results they have obtained. We believe that you can succeed in producing higher performances in the domains that are of interest to you if you associate your work or your meditation to these exercises. Specific mantras for the rotations. The mantras in analogical resonance with the rotation would be composed, of course, of the letter L, as we have seen that it corresponds to the movement of the tip of the tongue in a circle, together with the vowel O, as the mouth adopts a circular position. So we will be using the sound lo, lo, lo for the rotation in one direction, and the sound ol, ol, ol for the rotation in the other direction. If you rotate very, very quickly, you can sometimes try to experiment with high-speed rotations. The sound ro, 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 the tongue producing a vibration, if you are rotating very quickly, as it is possible to experiment with high-speed rotations, you can use the sound ro, 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 as in the word roll, and the sound or, 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 as in the word or, in the other direction, the vibration produced by the letter R will suit the faster rhythm.